Good morning. It's me. Can you hear me?
You're listening to Nighttime Daydreams with DJ Kalan K on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on and then you tune in and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Done, we'll have eggs and bacon for breakfast with melon on the side. We'll walk the dogs and go listen to band music, watch it rise. Until the shine from sunlight off the trumpets, trombones, and tubas nearly blinds us. When the wars are done, we'll wear our spring hats, the straw ones with glued on flowers and feathers that shiver with every move as we once shivered, with every headline, every broadcast. When the wars are done, we'll pack glamorous lunches in trendy picnic baskets and head down to the sea to raise our plastic champagne flutes to the waves. When the wars are done, we'll attend dances at the gyms and armories. Women will wear fancy shoes, men will remember how to dance, and we'll dance. There will be no wallflowers. Families will take long drives to end up at the ice cream place at the end of the pier. They'll order black cherry, chocolate raspberry, and vanilla coconut cones with sprinkles. When the wars are done, we'll talk with each other about the weather and weeds, and how difficult it is to clean the rain gutters. We'll argue about whether pineapple belongs on pizza, whether sugar is the secret ingredient in spaghetti sauce, and which bar has the best martinis. We'll discuss the new Sherwin-Williams blue paint, decide whether or not it really absorbs red and green wavelengths, and what its name should be. When the wars are done, we'll make sure to have breath mints in our pockets and purses, spare set of eyeglasses, tissues, a new wallet, and spare change. We'll use walking sticks and go window shopping. When the wars are done, we will understand what is said to us. We will breathe truth while we shouldn't. We will spend our minutes, hours, years forgetting what we did. Before the wars were done, we shouldn't forget, but we will.
Labyrinthine. 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 Brother Hero, saw your daughter visits with Miss Flossie Flea at the Rutabaga Festival in Fostock. Who by humming and mood of the Bega soap helps her remember something from when she found herself wobbled from below the cave of the beast, far from her brothers, waking up to the friendly black and white Penny the dog. To their long travels by bus from High Station to Central Station, to the one where she meets Raymond the author guy, and on to their following the first Islander in at the festival to the blood canvas. Her brother Francisco painted and hung upon a tree there, showing all six of them in the cave of the beast from their travels to their back. When aboard the good ship Kerplowy, where she happily reunites with brother Dreamwalker and meets his friend the gentleman photographer, and finally aboard Calgary sea dragon diving down the deep deep sea to their happy arrival and reunion to Ace Beach of many worlds along the deeper deeper sea through Labyrinthine. 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 Labyrinthine.
story begins with me riding my bike back to my zombie town hovel from Eastern Donut Shop, where me and my notebooks and black pens and poly iPod would headquarter for a long stretch. I come around to a side street. I've ridden down many, many times, and in the middle of the street, there's a guy standing there in full protective gear. He stopped this weird-looking bus and is blocking up the road. Bus is blasting out loud. Music like the street is never heard. Has there been an apocalypse and I didn't hear about it? Is it the end of the world? Suppose it's possible. I get deep into writing dream raps for the new issue of The Cynical, and I don't hear much news going on. And most of the old gents and ladies down at the Eastern would rather drink their black coffees and study their dog racing forms. I try to swerve around all this, and I think I crash. Next thing I know, I'm coming to an estranged laboratory, sloppily tied to a chair, as though someone forgot to finish or had other business to get to. I look out the window, and there's my bike parked right in front, locked to the back fender of this weird roofless bus. I don't know what this was about, but I don't like it. Time passes, no explanations, nobody does anything. There are no secret experiments on me, no pokings or proddings, no blood drawn, nothing. How is me sitting here, waiting hours on end, helping the cause of science and curing the apocalypse? The curing apocalypse. Curing apocalypse. Around to a side street. I've ridden down many, many times, and in the middle of the street, there's a guy standing there in full protective gear. He stopped this weird-looking bus and is blocking up the road. Bus is blasting out loud music like this street has never heard. Has there been an apocalypse and I didn't hear about it? Is it the end of the world? Suppose it's possible. I get deep in the writing dream raps, the new issue of The Cynical. And I don't hear much news going on. And most of the old gents and ladies down at the Eastern would rather drink their black coffees and study their dog racing forms. I try to swerve around all this, and I think I crash. Next thing I know, I'm coming to a... Suppose it's possible. I get deep into writing dream raps for the new issue of The Cynical. And I don't hear much news going on. And most of the old gents and ladies down at the Eastern would rather drink their black coffees and study their dog racing forms. I try to swerve around all this, and I think I crash. Next thing I know, I'm coming to an estranged laboratory, sloppily tied to a chair as though someone forgot to finish or other business to get to. I look out the window, and there's my bike parked right in front, locked to the back fender of this weird roofless bus. I don't know what this was about, but I don't like it. Time passes, no explanations, nobody does anything. There are no secret experiments on me, no pokings or proddings, no blood drawn, nothing. How is me sitting here? Oh, there's my bike parked right in front, lying to the back fender of this weird roofless bus. I know what this was about. I don't know what this was about, but I don't like it. Time passes, no explanations, nobody does anything. There are no secret experiments on me, no pokings or proddings, no blood drawn, nothing. How is me sitting here, waiting hours on end, helping the cause of science and curing the apocalypse bus? I don't know what this was about. I don't like it. Time passes. No explanations. Nobody does anything. There are no secret experiments on me. No pokings or proddings. No blood drawn. Nothing. How is me sitting here, waiting hours on end, helping the cause of science and curing?
Apartment building in an American city. My wife, who's someone different from my real-life wife, visits, then goes back out of town. My upstairs neighbor invites me over. In her flat, she removes her clothes as a prelude to seducing me. I'm into it, but need to use the bathroom first. Sitting on the toilet, I see a mouse dragging a teabag across the floor and behind a big potted plant. plant's leaves are thick with white spider webs, which I infer my hostess doesn't remove because of her love of nature. There's a commotion behind the plant. A mouse is fighting some other animal. A male baboon materializes in front of the plant. He had been using biomimicry to perfectly resemble the plant. And Trolley remarks to me, it's always the females that make the trouble.
MC Count Syllables performed her lyric poetry by heart. Suppose that makes me heartless by comparison, though my words beat like well a heart. Our sinks backed up yesterday. A toxic sludge filled the drying sink. My lance a plunger, I did battle the beast, but it only laughed. Free from that labyrinth of pipes to breathe fire at last, I removed my helmet, a common soup pot, scooping out the flames and pouring them into a large white plastic bucket. Our dragon was in the washing sink too. I turned on the disposal and watched his noxious tail retreat down the drain, only to rise again in the drying sink. Oh toil, oh trouble. When my lance struck him in the drying sink, the yeast rose again in the washing sink. I scooped him out much as I could. What are you doing in there? Smells terrible. The sink backed up. I ran upstairs to get a Drano. Take this, you demon. And this as I poured the poison down both mouths. Nothing happened. So I plunged my lance again and again and again. Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles. Toil and trouble. White foam rose from the mouth. The air we breathe filled with toxicity. I opened windows and doors. MC fled upstairs. I called the landlord. I called the landlord. I called the landlord. The landlord. I called the landlord. I called the landlord.
Und heft await fetach a perfell feigt metaument ton testaders na sev. Shape clouds. Shape clouds in your hands. Sharp clouds in your hot hands. The jaguars of the sky. Form a sky shield above us all, stalking malevolent silently through the white and gray clouds, catching the evil winging of arrows in flight, intradimensional dragonflies, snaring blood-sucking skeeters above us all. Eating the crunching bones of demons, goblins, and cruel men at a gloriously terrifying bloody feast in the sky above us all. The jaguars of the sky shape clouds, shape clouds in your hands, sharp clouds in your hard hands. You then have to wait for the gun, not to count the stars now.
And black pens and poly iPod would headquarter for a long stretch. I come around to a side street I've ridden down many, many times, and in the middle of the street there's a guy standing there in full protective gear. He stopped this weird looking bus and is blocking up the road. Bus is blasting out loud music like this streak has never heard. Has there been an apocalypse and I didn't hear about it? Is it the end of the world? Suppose it's possible. I get deep into writing dream raps for the new issue of The Cynical, and I don't hear much news going on, and most of the old gents and ladies down at the Eastern would rather drink their black coffees and study their dog racing forms. I try to swerve around all this, and I think I crash. Next thing I know, I'm coming to it, a strange laboratory sloppily tied to a chair, as though someone forgot to finish or had other business to get to. I look out the window, and there's my bike parked right in front, locked to the back fender of this weird roofless bus. I don't know what this was about, but I don't like it. Time passes, no explanations, nobody does anything. There are no secret experiments on me. No pokings or prodings. No blood drawn. Nothing. I was me sitting here, waiting hours on end, helping the cause of science and curing the apocalypse.
Me sitting here waiting hours on end, helping me. Traveled for a long time across the depth and the breadth of this magical island, its beautiful, endless white woods. I sometimes wondered about how can an island with a shore have a woods within of no discernible size? Once you enter, there's no far end. You come out where you came in, never the other side. I tried, it doesn't work. It's not how it works here, 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 here. But I had my nifty little camera, which I'd brought to photograph this island, thinking that this was a familiar task to me, with steps and tools I well knew. But I learned, no, that's not how it works here, 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 here. And I struggled for a long time to take a picture of anything. It's not that my nifty little camera didn't work, I was sure it did. I was sure too that I had a very deep supply of film. I was sure of all this, I checked the film in my knapsack. Deep supply, 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 supply. I studied close the nifty little camera in my hands. Each part of it worked, and they worked all together. But I was stymied, I could not begin to embrace this beloved new home yet. Home yet, home yet, home yet, home yet, home yet. It's like this, I wanted to take a picture of everything that I saw, because it all seemed so related, and so taking a picture of one thing or another thing seemed the wrong move. And so I wandered for a long time, just looking and listening, sniffing, tasting, feeling around, 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 around. And I must admit that I began to despair. I thought, well, I can always leave. After all, I've determined that I'll always end up going out the way I came in, here, 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 here. I tried it many times to come out somewhere else. I'd enter these white woods, travel what seemed like hundreds of miles, not keeping or counting my direction. But I would always come out to the same stretch of beach where I had long ago arrived. Sometimes I couldn't even do that, which is the other thing that I have to explain. I couldn't leave at all unless I intended to see. The white woods will help you if you help yourself, but if you have no goal or destination, the white woods won't make one up for you. And when I intended to leave, I'd find myself on the beach, precisely where I'd arrived. Even this required intention, 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 intention.
One,
good morning. It's me. Can you hear me?
You're listening to Nighttime Daydreams with DJ Kalan K on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on and then tune in and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more, and more, and more, and more.
I despaired over all this until one day, as I had been long traveling through the white, white woods and marveling as I always did, from the moment I got up until the moment I slept, looking up at the stars, wondering if tonight they'd be white on black or black on white, wishing to take my first picture, not knowing if I ever would. I came upon something I had never seen before,
I just needed a hint of where to begin, 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 begin. I came upon a tree with a small soup tureen attached to it. It had a ladle hooked below the tureen, safely out of the fray, with a bowl and a spoon, and I tipped back the lid of the tureen, and I looked in, and I sniffed. Oh my gosh, the most beautiful soup anyone could have ever imagined. I'd never, never known the like, the like, the like, the like, the like, the like, the like. And I decided that this felt like a gift to any who would happen upon it. And so I slid out the bowl, and I slid out the spoon, and I tipped back the lid. And I used the ladle that was hanging down there to ladle me out some soup. I sat right there next to that tree, and I began to sip my beautiful soup, 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 soup. And I received what I needed most. I fell into a restful dream. In this restful dream, I followed instructions from someone or something which went like this. Close your eyes, think of where you are now. Now think of the red bag, tall before you, think of your destination. Walk on through, open your eyes. You're there, 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 there. Vividly remembering that dream and its instructions, I cleaned off my soup bowl and spoon and everything, got them all put back into place and ready for the next. Then I stood up and followed those instructions right there and then. My destination was the place where I could start taking pictures. I'd close my eyes, I thought of where I was, I thought of the red bag, I thought of where I wanted to go. I walked on through and I arrived to the place where I would take my very first picture. On that magical island, a place where many others cross and learn to. Ah, lovely, 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 lovely.
Apartment building in an American city. My wife, who's someone different from a real life wife, visits then goes back out of town. My upstairs neighbor invites me over in her flat. She removes her clothes as a prelude to seducing me. I'm into it, but need to pee first and head into her bathroom. Sitting on the toilet, I see a mouse dragging a tea bag across the floor and behind the big potted plant. The plant's leaves are thick with white spider webs, which I infer my hostess doesn't remove because of her love of nature. A male baboon materializes in front of the plant. He had been using biomimicry to perfectly resemble the plant. And truly remarks to me, it's always the females that make the trouble.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do I get tired of waiting to be experimented upon. I see that someone left that laboratory window slightly open. I wiggle my sorry ass out of my loose ropes and then on through that window. Free my bike and I ride on back to my zombie town hovel like nobody's business. Let me tell you, lock the door, close the curtains, my Alice in Wonderland curtains. Tighten in the darkness of my hovel, I realize maybe why they wanted me. They wanted my voo-foo, I built it myself off them internets. You've heard of them internets? Well, my voo-foo is a tool that you can use to find something on them. Underettes, or at least some good candidates. If you have a mission of some kind, you enter into the tool up to 6 characteristics of a need, and it will lead you to a few good candidates. You can set filters by time, by distance, by worlds. I warn you though that if you ever borrow or steal my occasionally be ornery. Has this cackle funny as the world? I want to know what just happened though, quite honestly. So I type in this voo-foo, zombie town and laboratory and apocalypse, figuring that will get me started somewhere. But all this confounded contraption will say to me, is it some kind of hint or clue, is the following. All worlds braid, all worlds A-L-L-L-V-O-R-L-S-B-R-A-I-D-R-A-A-A-L-L-L-V-O-R-L-S-S-M-M. I drift back onto my mattress, lay with the beloved voo-foo in my embrace. Thinking that you know that laboratory doesn't matter at all. What I need to know about is A-L-L-W-O-R-L-S-B-R-A-I-I. A-L-L-W-O-R-L-S-S-M.
Why the earth funk got strong. Drunk. Wanna be your apple core, ocean shore, dollar store, favorite whore, puck, mock, space, junk, cattle spoke, no joke. Barbed wire wrapped in fire, pencil beam, chase scenes, posting fog machines, flagstone, sharp bones, flat tires, new hires, cosmos is held up with wires, faded flyers, boundary fires, motorcade, hand grenade, white water river, lungs and liver, near shown toy, shout of joy, shout of joy. Shout joy, shout of joy. Shout of joy. Wanna be Earth's funk, God's junk. Wanna be your apple core, ocean shore, dollar store, favorite whore. Punk, monk, space junk, cat who spoke, no joke. Cat who spoke, cat who spoke. Wanna be Earth's funk, God's junk. Wanna be your apple core, ocean shore, dollar store, favorite whore. Punk, monk, space junk, cat who spoke, no joke. Cat who spoke, no joke. Cat who spoke. Wanna be Earth's funk, God's junk. God's junk, God's junk. Wanna be your apple core, ocean shore, dollar store, favorite whore. Punk, monk, space junk, cat who spoke, no joke. Barbed wire wrapped in fire, pencil beam, chase scenes, posting fog machines, limestone, sharp bones, flat tires, new hires, cosmos is held up with wires, faded fires, boundary fires, loader K and Renee, whitewater river, lungs and liver, near sham toy, shout of joy, shout of joy, near sham toy, shout of joy.
Light is melting, wind is freezing, stillness whirls, a hurricane pauses, the sun blows out its lamp, lightning closes its shutters, the moon skims the surface of a mountain stream, Someone dies, it's death, and the earth gives birth.
That laboratory window slightly open. I wiggle my sorry ass out of my loose rope and then on through that window. Free my bike and I ride on back to my zombie town hovel like nobody's business. Let me tell you, lock the door, close the curtains, my Alice. Wonderland curtains tightened in the darkness of my hovel. I realize maybe why they wanted me. They wanted my foo-foo. I built it myself off them internets. You've heard of them. You can use to find something on the internet, or at least some good candidate. If you have a mission of some kind, you enter into the tool up to 6 characteristics of a need, and it will lead you to a few good candidates. You can set filters by time, by distance, by worlds. I warn you though, that if you ever borrow or steal my foo-foo, or get one of your own built from the internet, it can occasionally be ornery as this cackle, funny as the world. I wanna know what just happened though, quite honestly, so I type in this foo-foo. Zombie town and laboratory, figuring that will get me started somewhere. But all this confounded caption will say to me, is it some kind of hint? All worlds break.
To discern its value to our reason.